Tampa Bay Lightning VP of Corporate and Community Affairs, former Maple Leaf himself, no stranger to this broadcast, is Dave Andrichuk. He joins us now. Dave, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. Pleasure to have you aboard. Explain this to me. Tampa trades two of their four centermen. One, maybe two games later, three other centermen go down, yet the team perseveres and find themselves back in the playoff hunt. How does that happen, Dave?
Well, I think, you know, you got good depth in the organization for sure. And you have guys stepping up that have, you know, played okay all year long, but, you know, now they're counted on and have done the job. So, yeah, you know, interesting scenario. You know, a month ago we were last place in the conference, and now, you know, we're right in the mix for the playoffs. So good for them. They've played really well in the last month, and we'll see what happens here down the stretch.
Why have they been so bad? Like, I mean, I picked this team to go to the finals, Dave, and they've been I mean, I get injuries and I get Stamkos, but come on, it's been ridiculous how bad they've been at times.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It's been puzzling for all of us. Like, you know, I'm sure the whole hockey world, you know, if not predicted them to go to the finals, predicted them as a definite playoff team. Yeah. And we've been kind of sitting around waiting for that to happen down here. It's, you know, when are these guys going to turn it around? And, you know, there's been a couple of things. I think one is, you know, they're just committed to defense now. They really are. I think John Cooper, it's got to be a little bit more than a month ago, kind of just really laid the hammer down that, you know, enough is enough, guys. Turn the puck over, trying these plays, you know, giving up chances, you know, chance after chance. And that's kind of changed the whole complexity. They're better defensively. They're not giving up the goaltenders. You know, obviously Vasilevskiy now taking over for Bishop has been great. But, you know, the reason he's good is he's not getting two-on-ones, you know, every third shift. And that's been the difference.
Doug mentions the Stamkos injury, and because he's such a big name and such a focal point, it kind of masks the other injuries, I think, at times. They have been beat up. Very rare as Cooper had a full, strong lineup.
Yeah, well, he hasn't had Stamkos for sure. I mean, you know, and then we look at the other guys. Callahan has been, you know, he hasn't played hardly at all. You know, Pilat has been in and out of the lineup. And, you know, I know you guys were talking earlier about, you know, lines and keeping lines together. Well, you know, John Cooper's had to put the mixer together almost every game to try to figure out who these lines are. Just recently, and unfortunately, before Tyler Johnson went down, you know, they were all injured other than Stamkos, or they were all back in the lineup other than Stamkos and Callahan. You finally had the triplets back together playing well. So, and then you know, Johnson went down. So, I don't know. I like that you can change the lines up. I think everybody needs to play with each other and know who they can fit along with. I think it also puts a little spark in the lineup when you change the lines. But in Toronto's case, you know, they're young guys, and I think that's why Babcock has kept them together. It's a lot harder for a younger guy to get used to new players on their line. So, you know, that's why they've been successful, is their lines have been stayed together with their young guys.
Dave Andrichuk joins us. He is the VP of Corporate and Community Affairs for the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. It's the Maple Leafs and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Watch it tonight on Sportsnet. One of the interesting things now that we're 4 months outside of the initial injury, the prognostication for Stamkos was it's a four-month recovery. Tomorrow's officially 4 months. He's on the ice. He stayed later for the workouts. Any timetable for Stamkos, Dave?
There has been no timetable. I don't believe he's been in a full practice yet. He's skated for a few weeks now. He's probably growing fins from being in that pool that we recently purchased, you know, the underwater treadmill. He's been doing that. He works extremely hard to try to get back. I think they want to be very careful with him. You know, let's face it, I think if we had not been in the mix, they'd have probably shut him down by now. But now that, you know, there's things are looking up and we're in the hunt, I think you're going to see him get back to having a full practices, and then he'll be ready to go. When that is, I don't know. You know, he has not really had a battle drill yet. He has not stopped and started. A lot of slow drills is all he's doing right now. So he's close. He's really close. And it would be a good shot in the arm if we could get him back.
So I was thinking of you the other night watching that Ottawa game, because we had talked probably a month ago, and we brought up Hedman. I mean, this guy, Dave, will not – it almost looks like he won't let them lose with the way he's playing right now.
Yeah, man-possessed, no doubt. I think he's taking it on his everybody on his shoulders, and he's kind of staying right along with me. You know, what a goal the other night. I think, you know, there's a few things. He's got, obviously, the talent. There's no doubt, but the recognition to know that Carlson is is gassed and to skate right by him and go to the net. Obviously, a great play by Plott to win, you know, on the two-on-one, the great pass.
Yeah.
But I think Victor just understanding the situation in the game and figuring that out and then getting to the front of the net.
And making a big hit prior to that, you know, to start it.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So he's been great for us. There's no doubt. He wants to play more. I think, you know, Rick Bowness has done a really good job of kind of controlling that ice time. You know, we all think that he should be playing more minutes, but he's definitely got energy every time he's on the ice, and maybe that's because he's only playing 22 to 24 and not up to 27, which might be a good thing for us.
Hey, Dave, during the trade deadline, we saw the challenges Steve Yzerman has moving forward with this lineup. Shedding salary is a must. I actually feel bad for Tampa Bay Lightning season ticket holders who watch an organization do it completely the right way in terms of drafting, developing within their system, bringing these guys up, and then finding out there's not enough money to go around for everybody. And that was just
for Kucherov.
That's a small portion of what we saw at the trade deadline's coming. It's inevitable, right? You guys got to sign Drouin. You got to sign Palat. Tyler Johnson, who many believe that could have been the guy traded, if in fact Shattenkirk deal could have happened. It's tough, right? Knowing that you guys have a good team and it's still got to get dismantled.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It really is. But again, I mean, that's the message we sent out to everybody in this area is that, you know, listen, we live under a cap world. We understand, you know, where the cap's going to be next year, and we don't have enough money to keep our core together. And, you know, victims of war is the guys have to go. And I think our fans accepted it, to be honest with you. In the Ben Bishop case, I think it's been a relief, not only probably for Ben, for the team, but even all of our fans. I mean, this has been hanging over, you know, the heads of everybody all year long. When he was about to get moved at, you know, at the draft, and now we've been kind of waiting for it to happen. And, you know, so now they've exhaled, they moved on from that, and I think they've benefited from it. So you're absolutely right. It's just, it's the nature of the beast, and if you want to keep your core guys together, you got to have the money. You got to have the money to do it. And you know, a guy like Boyle or Filippula that have been key parts of us, you know, in our long runs, you know, they had to go, and it's unfortunate, really, for all of our fans. But I think they understand. We've tried to make it very clear to them. You know, this is what it has to happen.
Yeah, and we're seeing other examples around the league, and I look at Chicago, and all of a sudden, not so household names pop up, and Braden Point's like it's remarkable to see a guy like this come in and all of a sudden be a key guy down this stretch.
Yeah, he's been great for us. He's been great all year long. Really, he has. I mean, he hurt his thumb and missed, you know, 14 games, but as you know, it's a long grind. And these kids coming out of junior or even college are not used to, you know, the travel, the 82 games, playing every night. I think actually has benefited Braden that he sat out a month and watched a little, got rested up. He came back and he was fresh. He's been fresh ever since. So been great for him. They moved him back to center, which is his natural position. Hard not to put him, you know, hard not to keep him there the way that he's played. But remember, he was playing wing when he was first, you know, earlier in the year, and now he's back at center. He's just he's a kid that's got a high hockey IQ, sees the ice, and he's willing to get involved for, you know, not a big guy.
It's a tough business, there's no doubt. And I know you and I are both good friends with Lindy Ruff. If you happen to be talking to him, say hello to him. I'm not calling him right now. I'm not calling him.
I'm not calling him either. I agree. I'm not calling him either.
Yeah, we'll leave that one. If we happen to bump into him at the draft or something, we'll say hello.
Yeah. He said it was the worst game he's ever had to coach.
I'm not going to spend any time with him in the next little while. I'm going to leave him until he's in a bar some night and we'll talk.
Tough slog right there. Dave, I wish we had more time. We have to let you go. Enjoy tonight's matchup. It's been a fun run here. So we wish you all the best and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, you got it, guys. Should be a good one here tonight. Playoff atmosphere, full building. It'll be fun.